Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Two big wins for the Nashville Predators in the last couple of days against the Chicago Blackhawks. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Predators head coach John Hines. John, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Great. I'm doing well. Hope you guys are good, and look forward to talking some hockey with you.
Absolutely. So, John, let's start there. Back-to-back wins against the Blackhawks and games where you guys had a ton of chances offensively. Great goaltending play by Chicago on that front. How important were these two games in terms of sticking with the process, making sure you continue to do the right things, and ultimately being rewarded at the end of the day?
Yeah, they were big wins for us, obviously, coming off of the Dallas series. We felt that the Dallas series, our special teams really, really struggled, but we liked a lot of things we did 5-on-5. But I think early in the season, particularly with no preseason games, you know, you do have to get rewarded for the things that you are doing well to keep belief in what you're doing. And we're still trying to really build the identity. You know, you're coming into a season where there's no shortened preseason, no preseason games. So, and we have a lot of new guys. So the thing I've really liked is just we've stayed with it. I think you're really starting to see an identity in the way that we want to play with our offensive attack, offensive zone time, the structure that we're playing with. I think the mental toughness and focus, as you said, we've been in some one goal games, where we've been able to just stay with the process and, I think those are good steps for our team in a young season.
Some guys last night, John and Matt Duchene with us yesterday, have mentioned fragility last year and comparing it to this year. Do you feel like whatever you want to call it, mental fortitude in those in those tight games or when things don't go well has improved? You see that out there?
I do see it, yeah. But it's still a work in progress. Now, I'd say in this past series with Chicago, yes, I did. Where we didn't, sometimes we got behind, or they tied the game later, last night's game, and we kept going through it. I thought a couple times there were points in the Dallas series where I could see we got taken off our game a little bit, particularly when the penalty kill had struggled. I thought it bled into other parts of our game. We're understanding that that's one segment of the game, but that can't bleed into the 5-on-5 play or the power play or whatever it is. So I do think it's definitely improved. I think it's something that we've all talked about for a while with the returning players. I think some of the newer players that we've brought in are, competitive, mentally focused guys, mentally tough guys. So I think that also helps. And it's a big part of what we want to be as a group. So I think that's why the guys feel it, and when we're in the situations where it does require it, it's something that we talk about and emphasize.
Predators head coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And John, you mentioned going on the road. Obviously, a different set of circumstances on the road this year with COVID and the protocols in place. How much different was it going on the road? What did you guys take away from that experience that you're going to take with you into next week going to Florida?
Yeah, it was very different, and I think it was something where I think we learned some lessons in that. Although it was only a 4-day road trip, it's very different in the sense that you can't, once you're in the city you're in, you can't spend time together in hotel rooms. So everyone's kind of, when you go back to your room, you're isolated. It's not like guys can hang out and play cards or whatever they do. If you do that, you have to do it like in a team meeting room. You're not allowed to go out to restaurants. You're not allowed to go, even if you go out for a walk and a guy wants to have a coffee on an off day and go to Starbucks and, something you do normally, we can't do that. So it's a challenge, I think, to keep everybody together and stimulated, particularly on days off where they're not just in the hotel room all day long or in the hotel all day long. And it's a little bit challenging. So I think we're going to try to do some different things, maybe as a team or collectively on this road trip, that's a little bit longer down to Florida.
Things as a team recreationally are like more in film sessions. I mean, I'm sure coaches are like, hey, the more in film, the better, right? I mean, what kind of things you have in mind?
I think we give them enough film sessions. I don't think I can give them any more than that. But, No, more socially, if just to find things to be able to do, like in, even with our guys, maybe you have to, you know, we have to put together something where, like, there's a movie night, we get popcorn brought in, or you do, like, just things where they can, we can be together, you can do things, you can socialize, and it's not just, you know, meetings, film session, and then back to your hotel room, and then it's game and practice. Like, there has to be some, it felt a little bit like you were locked down a little bit, where you were just confined in the hotel, and even those restrictions are a little bit more stringent than they normally would. So I think it's more the social things or having fun, in those, giving them different options to be able to do things as a group.
John, obviously some big saves last night from UC Saros, also from Pekka the other night as well in the game against Chicago. Seven games in, what have you thought of your goaltending tandem so far?
I thought the goaltending's been good. You know, it's nice that Pex has come in and played well. You know, like we said, he seems refreshed. He's in a really good place, I think, in his life personally and in his game. So it's nice that he can come in and play well and win some games. Juice has been very consistent. You know, I think even that game in Dallas where we gave up some goals, I thought they were, I don't think it was on him. I thought they made some hard plays that were tips and probably on us that were in front of them. So it's nice. We knew coming in you were going to need these guys to be able to play well because of the condensed schedule. It's nice that they are. And it's always good when they start out, when they get off to a good start themselves, because it's their confidence level, but it's also the confidence level in the team in them. And that's something that you need to have to win.
So, John, as you've analyzed, you know, special teams, as I'm sure you've done thoroughly here, is your concern level high? Are you, you know, you look at Dallas, is it sort of some bad bounces, good execution on their part, or do you have a long way to go to get those shored up?
You know, I think the penalty kill is taking took on water early there, and it was, you know, we changed some things. You know, Todd and Dan came in, and I mean these guys are great coaches. I mean, Todd's won a Stanley Cup. He's been a head coach in the league. He's been tremendously successful. Dan Hynos, the same thing. You know, he's a penalty killer when he played. I mean, these guys know what they're doing. We've talked about it collectively as a staff, and I think we made some changes to certain things. We have new guys, and again, I think there was some systemic changes to what we were doing. You didn't have any preseason games to do it, and to be honest, unfortunately, I mean, Dallas took advantage of some of the details that we needed to have shored up, but we got exposed on it. We fixed it. We worked on it. I thought it took a really good step last night, and both the power play penalty kill need to continue to get better. But I don't believe that the penalty kill is far off from really, really being a strong asset for us. I think on the power play, we have to get our conversion rate up. You know, we are generating chances. We are generating offensive zone time. I think when you look at the power play, you know, if you guys are watching it, you know, we're in the zone. We're creating chances. We're spending time there. It's not where you're in and out, in and out, in and out. And it's like an energy detriment to your team either. We got to work on some conversion and how can we get some of those high danger chances in the net.
Predators head coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, John, it's been interesting to watch 5-on-5 defensively. I mean, I think it's been pretty outstanding so far for the most part, both from the forwards and the defensemen. And we talked about it a little bit last night after the game, but just what are you seeing in terms of the buy-in and the execution level out there defensively, especially at even strength?
Yeah, you know, it's something that we've really talked to the team about coming into the season was that, you know, I think the Predators have always been, you know, from the red line in, meaning the offensive zone, it's been go, 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 and attack, attack, attack. But the red line back, there needs to be a commitment level. And when you're in your own zone, you know, you have to be fully committed. And that's where probably the biggest part of structure system takes place is when you're kind of coming into your defensive zone and you're in your defensive zone. And, you know, we talked this year a lot about we don't want to defend. Defend is you can kind of follow people around and you spend time there. We want to check, which is more, we want to end plays. We want to play quick. We want to play physical. We want to have a layers of defense. So if there's a breakdown, it's not just one guy's beat and they're there. They got to get through layers of defense. But the biggest thing is the commitment is you got to play fast. You have to play physical. You have to end plays. And then the other two parts we've talked about is our net front defenses. You know, we need to make it hard to get to our net front. There should be no free looks. It should be hard to get from the corners to our net front so our goalies can have clear sight shots on on the puck, and then a commitment to blocking shots. When you play defense, penalty kill or power play, or in the defensive zone, you have to have a commitment to block shots. The more shots you block, the less shots that get into that danger zone area on your goalie.
So, John, last two nights, obviously, you go into overtime. We were talking earlier on the show. I know we all love the three-on-three. I mean, I think it's fascinating to watch. I could watch it all day. It's also almost exhausting just to watch it. I can't imagine with some of these guys at times. Do you like the three-on-three? And what's it like coaching the three-on-three?
I do like the three-on-three. I think it's exciting. To be honest, I think sometimes it's harder because a team can lose a point on three-on-three, you know, as opposed to five-on-five. But I understand in the regular season, it would just be exhausting if you get five-on-five games and you might never score. But the three-on-three is exciting. And it's, I think you have to have certain types of players that can play the three-on-three. Obviously, they have to be able to speed, smarts. And the mindset changes from five-on-five to three-on-three. It's all about, three-on-three is all about possession. You know, not creating a ton of chances, but creating high danger chances, because once you give up possession of the puck, it's really hard to get it back. So I do enjoy coaching it. It's just a lot different than what the philosophies are 5-on-5, but it's exciting hockey. There's always scoring chances, and I'm glad we came up on the right end of it on the first night.
John, last thing for you here. Obviously, Mikhail Granlund coming back into the fold on Friday night. Two goals since that time and generating a ton of chances. What have you liked about Granlund's game? And really, since you've taken over as head coach, why do you think he's been as successful as he has?
Well, I just think he's very smart. He's extremely competitive. He's quick and he's consistent. And he's just this guy. Like, you can play him in every situation. I can play him on wing. He can play on the penalty kill. Plays on the power play. And, you know, one of the things he does is he earns his ice time. Like, when I first came in, you know, a year ago, we talked to the guys and say, like, it's a clean slate. So whatever is going on in the past is going on in the past, but this is how it's going to work. Like, you got to earn your ice time. We got to develop a trust. They got to see where it is. And he took that opportunity. And with his work ethic, competitive level, his skill set, and he doesn't let up. He never gives you an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm going to move him here. I'm not going to give him this. He just consistently plays well. And what I've seen this year is I've seen even a better version. You know, I just think he looks faster. He's stronger. He's really, really confident with the puck. And, you know, you're seeing a guy that's at the top of his game right now.
Predators head coach John Hines has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. John, great stuff. Appreciate you taking time to join us. And enjoy that Florida weather coming up this weekend in the mid-70s. Jealous about that.
I will. It'll be a great trip.
Absolutely. John Hines has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. The Predators taking off to Tampa Bay to play this weekend, and then the Florida Panthers next week. So a little bit of action on the road coming up for the Nashville Predators. When we come back, we'll react to some things John Hines had to say there, and also some news on the coaching front from Jeremy Pruitt as well. All that coming up. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.